Welcome to Campy and Family Ministry Tips for the Family. Last week we'd spoken about routine and how it can help give us structure in our days. Hopefully that's working for you and helping your home life run a little more smoothly during these strange times. I know it's definitely helping ours. I'm not having to stop and figure out what day of the week it is quite as often, so I'm enjoying that. With the routine and structure in place now, it's time to take a look at you. What are you doing for you? I'm always surprised when I talk to other parents and caregivers and ask them what they do for themselves. And many times I get, what do I do for myself? I don't have time. I don't have energy. And I get it. Life before this quarantine was definitely fast-paced, very hard to get time for yourself or your partner, and a lot of times even for your kids. And now with homeschooling, a lot of us are even busier than we were before. So how do we find time for ourselves? And is that actually a selfish question? Well, let's look to the Bible. What did Jesus do? We all know the famous story of Jesus falling asleep in the boat and the disciples waking him up. Don't you care that we're about to die? Or we remember the 40 days that he went and spent with his father. And one of my favorites found was Mark 6:30 to 32, where Jesus actually instructed his disciples to take time away from their ministry and go and rest and be sure that they are recharged. So if Jesus, our heavenly example, took time for himself to recharge and instructed also his disciples to recharge, why can't we give ourselves the same break? No excuses. Let's find ways to recharge and be sure that we are also replenished. So say, take some time. Think about what were some of your favorite things to do in the past. Do you like to read, hike, or nap? Maybe you like to exercise or paint. Take that routine that you're following and add in a few moments of self-care. It may only be for a couple minutes a day, maybe only once or twice a week. Just please remember that your energy and your ability to care for others is important. Be sure to spend time in prayer and look to the Bible. What were the examples that he gave us there? Be intentional about recharging you. Be intentional about you. He loves you so much. He gave all of us a whole day to recharge. So let's follow his example and give ourselves a break. Let's care for ourselves so we can continue to care for those that depend on us.